Tris, Disc 7.
As they were carried down the shore by the sea scab's crew, Sagax managed to whisper to scare them.
Nice try. Pity it never worked, but don't give up.
Plug had them propped up in the bows. He ordered extra ropes and had them lashed securely to the seat. The Silver Fox sat astern, leaning on the tiller of the beautiful slave-built ship. He peered over the side, where his crew stood waist-deep, waiting patiently.
Belay there! What do you thick-headed lot want, eh?
The Rat Ripper looked rather hurt at this remark.
We wants to hear what the educated rabbit is going to name your pretty ship, Captain.
Plug adjusted his tattered coat hem haughtily.
That's private. You get back ashore. Go on. Ha! I'm a captain and I got educated things to discuss with these gentle beasts. Slitty, you're in charge. Take them back to the fire, will ya? Oh, and keep an eye out for Curder and those rats of hers. If and we're still here come dawn, then, Grubbage, you bring us some breakfast.
As the crew waded sullenly to the beach, Grubbage muttered,
What's all that about rubbish getting kissed? They'll probably sit out there the rest of the night and I'll have to bring them some breakfast.
Plug rubbed a paw fondly along the tiller and smiled happily at his three prisoners.
See, I told ya, pretty as a painted cockle shell, ain't she? Come on now, which of you is educated about ship names?
Sagax and Skerum hesitated, so Kruver volunteered.
I think that might be me, Captain.
Plug produced a flask of grog from his voluminous coat. He took a long swig, belched, and pointed at Skerum.
That there river dog don't talk as nice as you.
The young hare hastened to assure him.
Beg pardon, sir, but Kruver is a boat naming expert.
The Silver Fox took another long pull at his flask.
An expert, you say? Go on then, River Dog, do your stuff.
Still following the broad stream, Shog and Triss emerged from the woodlands onto a plateau of dunes. Below them, the stream coursed along a canyon it had carved from running for countless ages through the dunes. It flowed outwards across the shore to unite with the sea. Immediately, both threw themselves flat on the coarse grass, viewing the scene before them. A whole crew of vermin were lazing around the embers of a burnt vessel. Beyond that, the big freebooter ship bobbed at anchor, like a huge dark bird of ill omen. Behind it, their little boat swayed on the start of an outgoing ebb tide.